Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Lisa Yard, graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On March 26, 1916, a journey to Bridgetown took an unexpected turn. The Barbados Agricultural Reporter, dated March 28, 1916, told the story of a disturbance on one of the island's trains, an incident that briefly disrupted a Sunday evening journey into the city. In those days, trains were an important part of daily life in Barbados. Operated by the Barbados Light Railway Company, the railway carried passengers along the south coast and into Bridgetown, connecting communities and making travel across the island easier for workers, families, and visitors. But on that Sunday evening, the quiet routine of the train ride was broken. The following day, three men appeared before Acting Police Magistrate C.A. Bartlett in District A Court. They were Reuben Eiffel of the Garrison, Alan Pilgrim of Dalkeith Road, and Foreman Wood of Roebuck Street, who was described as a member of the Barbados contingent. They had been charged with creating a disturbance while traveling on the train between Rowing Station and Carrington. The complaint was brought by R.H. Cummings, traffic manager of the Barbados Light Railway Company. While Cummings had not witnessed the incident himself, he had received reports from railway staff and from a police constable who happened to be on board that evening. One of the key witnesses was train guard James Catlin, who was working on the train traveling toward Bridgetown. Catlin explained that he had been in the carriage behind the one where the disturbance occurred. While the train was in motion, another guard signaled to him that something was wrong in the carriage ahead. When Catlin went forward to investigate, he found a scene of confusion. Several passengers were involved in a fight, and the carriage had descended into disorder. During the struggle, one of the seats was even broken. Catlin attempted to arrest one of the men involved, but resistance was offered. Realizing he needed help, he called on Samuel Lord, an island constable who was traveling on the train that evening. Constable Lord later described what he had seen. He told the court that the accused men had been standing near the doorway of the carriage when another passenger, a young man named James Franklin, attempted to enter. According to Lord, as Franklin approached the doorway, Pilgrim and Wood stretched their feet across the entrance, blocking his way. Franklin insisted on entering the carriageway. But as soon as he stepped inside, the confrontation escalated. Pilgrim and Wood attacked him, and the fight quickly broke out among passengers nearby. The disturbance continued until the train arrived in the Bridgetown terminus. With additional assistance there, the three men were taken into custody. When the case was heard, the acting police magistrate delivered his decision. Each of the defendants was fined 30 shillings to be paid within 7 days. If they failed to pay, the alternative was 1 month's imprisonment with hard labor. Today, the railway that once carried passengers into Bridgetown is long gone, but reports like this one remind us of the everyday dramas that unfolded along those tracks more than a century ago. Even a routine train ride could suddenly become the talk of the town.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.